The Kansas Wheat Commission has announced that it is putting its support behind a technology being advanced at Kansas State University, and that one researcher says will bring many new discoveries in improving wheat. The university has been working with wheat gene editing since 2014, and recently published findings of a study in which they successfully increased seed size in a cultivar of wheat. According to Edward Okanoff, K-State professor of wheat genetics and pathology, this is our first product that shows that the system works and that we can effectively apply it and affect a trait in wheat in a positive way. Gene editing is a technology that gives scientists the ability to improve an organism's DNA, essentially by repairing a gene that is producing an undesirable outcome. K-State scientists have evaluated the entire wheat genome to identify individual genes that affect such traits as disease resistance, drought tolerance, seed size, and more, then use a protein known as CRISPR-Cas9 to introduce changes into a DNA code. CRISPR-Cas9 acts as a sort of molecular scissors to cut out the undesired part of a target gene or to introduce new parts with improved properties. Aaron Harries, Vice President of Research and Operations, says the Kansas Wheat Commission has recently funded a gene editing project in Okanoff's lab at K-State to identify wheat genes that can be edited to promote improvements in yield and quality traits. He said most Kansas producers are supportive of gene editing. The Kansas Wheat Commission strongly believes that it is a tool, in combination with the recently completed map of the wheat genome, that can significantly advance wheat research in the next decade. He added, the general consensus in the science industry is that gene editing is a safe, non-GMO technique. Importantly, U.S. government regulations also classify this as a non-GMO technology. Wei Wang, a postdoctoral research assistant in Okanoff's lab, spent much of the last 4 years analyzing and editing genes that could be used to improve future wheat varieties. He said he has a set of 25 to 30 genes that are in the project's pipeline, ready to be implemented in the breeding cycle in the next several years. Wei says we will be working on a larger set of genes that will not only affect yield component traits, but anything that will be relevant to Kansas wheat growers: drought tolerance, disease resistance, and nutritional quality. There are a large number of genes that we will be considering in the future within the scope of the wheat gene editing platform. Harries says wheat's genome is 5 times larger than the human genome. The recently completed map of the wheat genome, timed with the emergence of gene editing technology, means that we could be entering the golden age for wheat research. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.